You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts, and I'm joined, as always, by local food expert and writer and host of The In Crowd. You hear every Sunday afternoon here, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Lisa Berry, it's always a happy time to be on the air with you.
And we have a very special guest in studio with us as well, Sava Farah, owner of Sava's on State in Ann Arbor, Aventura on Washington, also downtown Ann Arbor, and Tavolina Catering and Events. Welcome.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Let's jump in with your big breaking restaurant news. What's happening?
All right, our breaking restaurant news. So we are under contract on a new restaurant space, which many people may remember as the Lord Fox. Most recently, it was Roger Monk's. When it started out as a restaurant in the late 1800s, it was the Farmer's Cabinet for decades.
So it goes back to the 1800s?
It does. Over 100 years of restaurant history in the building.
So it was a cool stop along the way, right, for travelers?
Right on, yeah. In fact, it's said that Henry Ford actually used it as a roadhouse himself.
Oh, so that's very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
What are you going to do with it?
Right now, what we're going to do with it is as soon as we get our permits cleared, we're going to peel back about 10 roofs and get down to the bones of the building, really try and restore as much of the original barn as we can, and then start building out a restaurant space. We hope to open in the spring of 2018, spring, summer. We're aiming for spring right now. And we plan on opening a family-style restaurant that is inspired by resort beach style, where we plan on serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner to locals and sort of creating a blend of community and history and culinary sort of journey for the restaurant space.
So that building is actually a farm. I remember eating there when it was the Lord Fox. It was the fancy place where you'd go when your grandparents were in town. At least it was for me. Yeah. That was a barn?
It was a barn, actually. It was originally in the back of the property, but the original farmhouse had burned down in the early 1900s, and they moved the barn up and placed it on the footings of the farmhouse. So, yeah, we're doing a lot of a deep dive in the history of Dixboro.
Yeah, people may not realize it's on Plymouth Road in the village of Dixboro, which is in
Superior Township. Which is officially
in Ann Arbor.
So it's kind of in the middle of the woods, though, isn't it?
Right. That's right.
That's a lot different from your restaurants in downtown, hustling, bustling Ann Arbor.
It is. And it's actually exciting because I actually live out there. I live in Superior Township. And we were regulars of the Roger Monk's restaurant when it was there. And my husband and I would sit there and just dream of what we thought it could be, which would be sort of a Napa resort style restaurant with, you know, many different types of amenities and really fully utilizing the outdoor space. And
when you say Napa, of course, I think wine.
Right.
But then I'm trying to imagine the cuisine. Can you kind of give us an idea?
It's farm inspired. So when we first looked at the property, we're like, oh, 6 acres. We're going to, you know, be able to do tons of farming on the property. And we started going down that road and realized that farming was not a viable option. And when we decided to take on this project, we made a commitment to care for the land, and we realized that farming would not fit in. So we're actually doing a lot of work with the Huron Watershed Commission right now, looking at preserving some of those wetlands and things in that nature.
So kind of a farm-to-table concept,
yeah,
but working with other farmers.
Right, working with other farmers and hopefully eventually doing some of our own. There's a lot of farming going on right around the Dixboro area, so we're excited to tap into that.
I tend to think of your rise in the Ann Arbor restaurant scene as meteoric, but you've just celebrated your 10th anniversary of opening your first restaurant as a young woman, self-financed, self-made woman. You opened a restaurant called Sava's on State Street in a small upstairs space with no street frontage. And 2.5 years later, you were able to expand it into that large space on State Street. I'd love to hear whether you had mentors within the Ann Arbor restaurant world, what that world is like, and whether you've been able to learn from people as you go, or how did you get to this place where suddenly you're being talked about in the same breath as Zingerman's, as someone who has something of a Ann Arbor restaurant empire, if I can use that word.
Wow. Well, that is a very generous word and also a very generous comparison. What mentors have I had? I've developed mentors throughout the course of my career here in Ann Arbor and outside of Ann Arbor. In terms of mentors from the restaurant business, not particularly.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I think one of the reasons why is because I came in with a different kind of flavor. And, you know, like I just did one of my first Zingerman's classes. I did the doing a Vision for Greatness class. And I did that in March. And it was like totally transformational for me. And
so you, like, Sava, took the Zingerman's class.
Oh, yeah. With Ari.
With Ari Weinzweig.
Yeah, who taught it. And it's like, and he knows, like I've told him, like totally transformational for me because he helped me understand how to utilize certain parts of my skill set to steer the company, and it's been incredible. I definitely came in with a different flavor, and I really just put my head down and wanted to sort of build my own identity and build my own sort of model of doing business that was a little different than what was going on. And now that I've sort of built that foundation and those roots, I'm really starting to, like, you know, get out there and connect with some of the business community, and it's been awesome.
I think when we talk about the culinary arts here during Art and Soul, we always talk about the food and the great drinks and where to go and the hot spots. But for me, a lot of restaurants have an emotional connection. Mm-hmm. Sava's, when my son went to the University of Michigan, that was our go-to breakfast spot.
Aww,
and we would sit
so
in the
cool.
window and we'd have delicious food. Mm-hmm. And so I have an emotional attachment to your restaurant. Is that something you even think about when you're putting together like this new restaurant you have coming up?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it comes from an emotional place.
Hmm.
So, you know, when I'm thinking about a restaurant like this coming up, it's like I started my Pinterest page on a business like this 5 years ago when I first saw it because I had an emotional response to what could be there. So I look at a property like this and I see the potential for the property itself, but also for the greater elements, like for what it could do in terms of further assisting the village of Dixboro with some of their long-term plans, which I think, you know, if you don't live in Ann Arbor, and it's crazy how many people live here in Ann Arbor and aren't really familiar with it.
Hmm.
And it's only 6.5 miles from downtown.
That's a good point.
So, you know, to answer your question about, you know, the emotional response, you know, I operate from an emotional place, and I know what kind of emotion I'm trying to get out of each of the dining areas or each of the offerings that we're getting. And it's up to my team and I to deliver on that and then continuously improve upon that.
So, and you're moving away from the Babo brand?
Yeah, we are. It was a great business for us for 6 years. And, you know, with the addition of this third restaurant, we realized that, you know, the retail was going to require more of our attention, and we really wanted to put that towards what we are seeing as our core business, which is these larger themed restaurants like Sava's, Aventura, and then this third, which we were just like so excited about.
Well, I think we all are too.
Yeah.
10 years in the restaurant business in Ann Arbor. Sava Farah, owner of Sava's on State, Aventura on Washington, Tavolina Catering and Events. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1.
Great to be here. Thank you.
WEMU Art and Soul. Jessica Webster, we'll hear you on Sunday.
Always a pleasure.